For the past month, thousands of workers have been clearing mud and debris from homes and properties in northern New South Wales. Now devastating for locals, the mess has returned, and now an even bigger clean-up effort is needed. New South Wales Police Deputy Commissioner Mal Lanyon is coordinating the recovery mission. Deputy Commissioner, thanks for your time. Can you just give us an update on the situation there in northern New South Wales right now?
Yes, certainly. I'm actually in charge of recovery, so I've been very much focused for the past few weeks on ensuring that the community is able to restore amenity. We're well and truly aware there was a significant flood event approximately 4 weeks ago, and then unfortunately and tragically for the community, we've just recently this week had a further flood event, which has actually set back recovery and just means that we need to double down to make sure we support the community.
In what way has it set back the recovery?
Only insofar that we were working at speed to actually support the community. There's been a number of priorities for me as the recovery coordinator. One of those has been cleanup. We've actually had 16,500 truckloads of waste taken to the waste exchange stations, so that was working at pace. Restoration of utilities and communications has been another key focus. When the initial flood event happened, we had about 18 communities up in the northern region that had issues with supply of utilities and communications, and fortunately with communications, we had them all restored within a period of days. Certainly access and resupply. As you can imagine, in some of those communities, they're not necessarily on the main roads, so we've had to make sure that we could resupply, make sure people were fed, and make sure we could restore access to them, and then obviously emergency accommodation for those that couldn't go back to their own homes.
So on some of those, like waste, for example, communications, you know, is the waste back? Are people's homes covered in mud again and are communications knocked out again?
And that's obviously the impact of the most recent flood event. So probably the easiest way for me to say, in terms of the cleanup, we've had to pause the cleanup for up to 48 hours at this stage just to ensure safety for those people that are doing the cleanup. But obviously we've had such a significant inundation that it's simply unsafe to go there. So it'll be about waiting now for some of these waters to recede so that we can do an assessment of what needs to happen. Plus, there are a number of other suburbs that have now been affected that weren't previously, such as really Byron Bay, and areas up in that northern region that weren't really significantly impacted the first time.
Have you got the manpower to deal with, you know, this new inundation and new areas being inundated?
We absolutely do. Because we'd worked so hard and so quickly after the first event, and because we'd made such progress in terms of those communities that were initially affected, we're able to actually switch resources now to make sure that we both finish the first roll. So Lismore City being such a large city, we're approximately 60% through the cleanup, so we can switch more resources to there. And we can also deploy further resources up into that northern area, up into the Byron Bay area of the community. We've still got about 3,500 ADF personnel assisting, and they've been a fantastic support to us in both the cleanup and obviously restoration of community.
I mean, you say you've obviously got to do a proper assessment to see what this latest flooding event has done. You must have a sense, though. You know, and we've been speaking to a lot of people who've talked about, yes, it wasn't as bad as it was a month ago, but still a foot of water through your property, through your home, is not good.
Oh, the tragedy is that a number of people had already well and truly recommenced the cleanup, and we've done a lot of work to actually clean through properties as well so that people could start to return to them. So it's just a tragedy that people have had to go through this again, and it's obviously set back that time. As I've indicated, up in that northern region, we know that there are a number of communities that have been significantly impacted that hadn't been previously. So absolutely, I'm well attuned to the fact that there will be additional work to do, but we're certainly well resourced, and I'm absolutely committed to making sure that recovery happens as quickly as possible.
Are there any communities, you know, we're always a bit conscious of sometimes there are smaller communities that get a little ignored at these times. We know a lot about Lismore, we know a lot about Byron Bay. Are there any others that we should be talking about that we're not?
We've done a lot of work since the initial tragedy happened to ensure that we're able to restore and make access to those communities that are sort of further afield or smaller or just away from the larger populated centres. So that access has occurred. We're making sure, obviously, through ADF, deploying ADF personnel or deploying police even on foot into some of those remote communities that we're actually touching base with each of them to make sure that at least we understand what their needs are and we're servicing them.
Deputy Commissioner Mal Lanyon, thanks so much for joining us.
A pleasure. Thank you.
That's the New South Wales Flood Recovery Coordinator, Mal Lanyon.